Hey lovelies, so this podcast is going to be about love in the time of the corona, and when I say lovelies, I'm referring to my 2.5 readers slash listeners. You know who you are, and I'm sending you love and giving you a shout out. So I have had the luxury of being sequestered home alone. However, I have not been lonely at all, oh no, because my phone has been blowing up with my friends calling and texting and kind of being in this dazed and confused, bewildered, needing emotional support, mental state. And I really do enjoy human contact distilled through this digital era lens. I'm kind of an introvert, so I'm doing okay, but I kind of need a little social distancing from my phone. I'm kind of feeling that as of late. And I'm feeling quite Alice in Wonderland syndrome-y lately, because I feel like we've kind of entered this weird twilight zone with the virus, and then with this economic asteroid hitting the world simultaneously, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I suddenly have no work and no income, so that will be very interesting to see how things shake out for me in the monetary world. But at the same time, spring has been budding, and I live right below this beautiful ridgeline trail, and I've been taking walks and just spending so much time under the great yellow giver of vitamin D and soaking it up. And every spring this happens where I'm just like, sun, where have you been all my life? I'm in love with you. And so I've been oscillating between this feeling of elation because of the earth changing and things budding and new life happening, and then the sense of chaos and doom because of what's going on in the world today. So that's been really interesting, and I think it's kind of been amping up my sense of just confusion in my own love life as well. So Roscoe, my ex of 10 years, who we all know I'm a little codependent with, we talk on the phone probably for an hour and a half every single day. He started feeling asthma-like symptoms, and he's never had asthma before, but he was getting shortness of breath, and it started really freaking him out. So he called me scared, coughing. He'd had what he considered just a head cold, and he wanted me to bring him some Vicks vape rub. And I was on my way to his house and was on the phone with him, and he said, no, this is scaring me too much. I'm just going to call 911. So he did. Apparently, 8 paramedics show up, a gigantuous fire truck pulls up in front of his house. They all run out. One of them takes his temperature, and he's like, dude, you don't have a temperature. What you doing, buddy? What you doing? They're like, you can go to the hospital if you want, but there's going to be more germs there than here. So he opted to not go to the hospital, and then I show up all frantic because I hadn't heard from him. I showed up right after the paramedics left, and he told me what went down, and his neighbor had heard or had seen the scene and brought him over an inhaler, which was very sweet. So he's now trying to take inhalers, but they're not really helping. And what he's kind of discovering is that we have a really high pollen count in the air right now. We kind of live in this place called Death Valley. I'm still not going to tell you where I live, somewhere along the West Coast. And there's just a lot of crap in the air naturally right now, and a lot of people's allergies are kind of flaring up. So it's kind of freaking out a lot of people. But anyway, so that happens. So I've essentially been even more on call for him, and he's been scared. Of course you're going to be scared if you're everything in the news is inundating you with, you know, people having this virus, and it causes a dry cough and shortness of breath, and all of a sudden you have shortness of breath and a cough, you know. So I've been keeping my phone, literally sleeping with it next to my head in case he calls me and needs me to take him to the ER. And he's adorable. He's the platonic love of my life, but I will say he's like any typical male in that he gets kind of infantile when he's sick, and it's kind of adorable in one sense, and it really brings out the maternal side of me. And so I've been feeling just this surge of love for him, and a part of me wonders if this love that I feel for him and this connectedness and this realization that if anything happened to him, I would be crushed because he's my other half. And so a part of me is wondering, is this the love of my life? is this person that I've been blogging about for the last year as being my best friend and we're husband and wife friends. Is he the love of my life? I don't know. Maybe if you're one of my 2.5 listeners, you can comment below because you probably know me and him and our relationship and how it's shaken out for the last 13 years. But I do know that we've gotten closer in the last 3 years since we've been broken up and all of the expectations of being in relationship land and not meeting each other's needs just kind of fell to the wayside. And we just started enjoying each other a lot. Mind you, we're not living together. So sometimes familiarity breeds contempt, as they say. I don't know. All I know is that whenever I go to drop off stuff at his house, because I'm kind of his delivery person at this point, because he's afraid to leave the house, it's really sad because we have to keep that social distancing, and then I just drop it off and then he sprays it down with disinfectant and we have to say goodbye, I love you, and not even hug. And we're both like, man, when this is over, we just need some cuddle time. And I brought it up a couple times, like, should we just like be together? And he's like, well, we would have to be asexual because we're like brother and sister. But a part of me is like, yeah, but isn't that kind of how all marriages kind of end up? Like, you kind of have sex because, you know, they say for your health, it's good for the health of your immune system and for the health of your partnership. It's good to keep having sex, like, at least once a week. But what couple is really that sexually into each other after a decade of being together? That's what I want to know, because I haven't really witnessed that. So there's that. And then Alex, I almost called him by his real name, Alex and I have also just been getting more and more entrenched in our friendship. If you've kept up on my blog, you will remember that he was my James Bond. He started out as my James Bond. He was the cool Israeli writer who I fell head over heels in love with, assumed he would fall in love with me. He didn't, but he kept saying, but I'm delighted in your company. I want to stay friends. Like, don't fall in love with me. I don't know if I can fall in love. And I kept oscillating and going back and forth like, oh, I'm in love with you, but you're not in love with me. So it's terrible for me to be friends with you. I must leave and never see or hear from you again. And then about 2 days would pass and I'd be like, this sucks. I need to at least be able to text you. And then texting would turn into hanging out again. And then after a month, I would feel like I needed to extricate myself from the friendship again because of my heart's going pitter-patter. Well, it's been almost 3 years since we've known each other, and shit kind of hit the fan, I don't know how many months ago, several months ago, where I just kind of like exploded all over him and kind of expressed all my grievances about being in what I was coining as an unrequited love scenario. And we ended up kind of wading through that swampland of my emotions together. And he's not into doing the processing thing, so it was actually really sweet of him too, not just run for the hills. And we did. And since then, we've been like cultivating the most kick-ass friendship ever, in that he's really hesitant to allow a new friend into his friend circle. And like before, I mean, we were friends, but we were also lovers and whatnot. And he wasn't quite trusting to completely embrace me under the title of friend, because to him, friends are like soulmates, essentially. They're people that you're friends with for life and that you're always there for, and they're always there for you. And I've been feeling that shift, and I actually really appreciate it and really love it, because I've been feeling like there's this friend vibe, which is really powerful and really awesome. And I could easily go back into the heart pangy thing, but I feel like I've been able to cultivate this new level of, I want to call it maturity, because again, you know, a lot of people would listen to this and be like, what are you doing? You're best friends with two exes, one ex-lover person, the other an ex-partner, and you're not going to have room in your heart for somebody new. And I get that argument because it is true. Nikolai probably takes up about 80% of my heart, and Ofer probably takes up about 15%. And so there's like 5% left for somebody. I mean, you could look at it like that. However, I feel kind of lucky and grateful to the universe to have these beautiful men in my life, both who I know would take a bullet for me and I would take a bullet for them too. So there's that. And my last couple posts were about this figure I coined Mr. Gatsby. So Mr. Gatsby and I also have kind of entered into more of a special friendship, largely because he's really good friends with my neighbor, and we've been hanging out, the three of us. And he gets way more interesting, by the way, when there's three people in the room. I think before, when we were hanging out, it was at the end of the workday and he was just done talking. And so I was like, all right, this is fun. But he gets really animated and fun and witty. And I see this whole other side of him. He's a Gemini. By the way, Roscoe's also a Gemini. So apparently I'm drawn to Geminis. But I've been enjoying just knowing that I have a friend in him as well. And I went through this whole, I kind of had this freak out maniacal moment after this night that I had at his house, and then this sunrise that we shared the next morning. And then I was kind of like, oh my God, I'm feeling love feelings for you right now. I'm just asking you right now, is this a safe environment to feel those and express those? And he was like, he texted me after that. It was like, you're the only one that needs to be okay with your feelings. And so I took this as like an okay. That basically means to me that this is not a safe environment to feel real feelings in. So I kind of backtracked really fast. I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. I'm okay with my feelings. However, I'm not okay with perpetuating a relationship where my feelings are unilateral, especially given the unrequited love scenario. I'm making myself sound really cool, aren't I? Like, there's all these people that I'm in love with, but I don't know if they're in love with me. No, it's not like that, though. There's different flavors of love in all of these connections. But anyway, so I kind of got over that and then finally was like, you know what? That actually was not really authentic to what I'm feeling now anyway. And so we kind of entered this friendship where we were hanging out with my neighbor as well. And we've had some really, since then, I will say we've had some really awesome philosophical conversations in the hot tub under the starlight, and even some just like ecstatic dances in his living room with like the three of us just being fun and crazy. And before our governor told everyone to shelter at home, the last hangout I had was with him and my neighbor, and we literally had the lights off, the music on, and we were just dancing around like weirdos, and it was so fun. And I will say, even though we've entered the dark ages with this virus, I've been having these magic moments like that, even by myself. And I just want to say I'm grateful to the universe for that and for friends in general. I have a lot of friends, like I said, who are reaching out right now, needing emotional support and also providing it. And I'm feeling a lot of love from the community, and that feels really good. And then lastly, my last podcast was about that dude. What was his pseudonym? I think it was Jacob. We're going to call him Jacob. Even him, we've been sending each other just little cute little voice messages. And I basically essentially told him after that day, like, hey, you're super cool. We're definitely not going to date, but if you want to be friends, let's do it. And he was like, cool. All right. Yeah, I'll take it. So we've been sending each other little voice messages, and he talks about him and his kids, building little Lego, I don't know, jungles together. And it's adorable and sweet. And so thank you, universe, for people being there for each other. I want to, you know, I just really am hoping that there will be more of a community mindedness that comes out of this craziness and chaos right now. And I know a lot of a lot of sadness and tragedy is going to come out of it too. But I just want to say thank you, universe, for all the love in my life in the many shapes and sizes and flavors. And I'm in love with what's happening in nature right now with spring budding. And I'm in love with my friends, many of them very platonically and some of them verging on, obviously, romantically. But cheers to love. And that's all. All right. Bye, guys.